the previous shiur, we talked about pikuach nefesh and rov. And what's the rule? The rule is like this. If a mapolas, if an avalanche of rocks falls on a child, and we don't know if the child is Jewish or not, and we want to know if we could be mechal Shabbos for the Jew or not, even if it's rov goyim, we're mechal Shabbos. Why? Because ksubis, tesvov, amit beis, ein hochem bikoch nefesh achar rov. You don't follow the rov, bikoch nefesh. You have to save the kid on the chance that he's a Jew and you're mechal Shabbos. But we saw many other instances where we follow the rov when it comes to dinei nefashis. We follow the rov that rov bilas achar abal, and therefore you can assume that a person who's assumed to be the person's father is really their father, and therefore if they hit them, they're chayiv misa. How do you know he's really the father? Maybe he's not, maybe the mother had a fling on the side. Rov bilas achar abal, you follow the rov. If you have edus, you have a stira, one says the second of the month this event happened, this murder, the other person says the third of the month it happened. What's the din? The din is you follow the rov and you say rov people make a mistake about Ibur Chodesh. Since most people make a mistake about Ibur Chodesh, so memela, you can kill the person based on their testimony because you follow the rov. We saw a case of somebody who throws a rock and there are 9 Jews and one Gentile, and we want to know if he's chayv misa or not. So the Gemara says, kol kavuka mechtza mechtza dami, but if not for that rule, so you wouldn't have kol kavuka mechtza mechtza dami, you would kill him based on the rov, the fact that they're mostly Jews there, and you can assume that was his kavana. Ben Sora More, we also saw another example that when he's a ben, when he's not royally kare av, you can kill him from 13 to 13 and 3 months. 13 and 3 months, he's royally kare av because a woman starts showing at 3 months, pregnant, and that's going to be the deadline. After that, he can't be a ben Sora More. We said, maybe no. Some women show earlier. A myriad of women gives birth 8th month, 7th month, and therefore we should make him not be a ben Sora More earlier because such a woman's going to be showing earlier. And the answer is most women are giving birth in 9 months. And therefore, even though there's a case of dinei nefashis, you still follow the rov. So you see that when it comes to dinei nefashis, you follow rov. We said that's the metzias. The rov is kovea, the metzias. And you can't argue with that. Pikuach nefesh doesn't change a metzias. What pikuach nefesh changes is doicha dinim, it's doicha isurim. So if you have an isur of Shabbos, the pikuach nefesh is going to be doicha Shabbos. But when it comes to trying to establish reality, the rov establishes reality, and pikuach nefesh cannot change that. That was what we were marach in the previous shir. I hope you heard the shir, saw the shir, and now we're going to be going weiter. Even if you didn't hear it, you can still hopefully b'si'ata d'shmaya understand what we're going to say now. So things are pretty good chalak until now, and then ba Rambam ba misabechet enyanim kaviyachol. Rambam akadosh kaviyachol. Rambam tamid osei lanu sameach. Yira'el li zok the Rambam hilchas esurei bia perik tesvov halacha chov zayin. It would appear to me a chiddush, an eigen chiddush from the Rambam, the Rambam's own chiddush. Shekol Medina, any, literally, today Medina's, Medinat Yisrael, but any city, any place, Sheyeshba Shifcha O Akum Haruyele Leid. So if you have in this place a non-Jewish maidservant, a Goya, who's able to give birth, and you find in a Sufi, you find a kid there, now you don't know, who does this belong to? Does he belong to this non-Jew, or does he belong to a Jewish person? So the Rambam says that when this person gets married, his wife is only a Suffolk Ishesish. Even if they're rove Jews in this place, which means that he's probably a Jew, when he marries somebody, she's a Suffolk Ishesish. And Memelu, when somebody has Bia with his wife, with this Ishesish, that person is not Chayiv Misa. Why not? He'd be with an Ishesish. How do we know she's an Ishesish? Because rove of the women in this town are Jewish women. Memela, this is a Sufi. This kid who was brought in from the market. We don't know who he belongs to. Assume he belongs to a Jewish woman. The rove is kovea what the metzias is. Here we're not talking about being doich adinim. We're talking about we're not like Shabbos. It's doich, we don't have doich Shabbos. No. You want to know what happened over here? What's the reality? Is he Jewish or not? father Rav, just like in all the other cases we saw. So he's Jewish, right? And Mimela's wife is an Eshes Ish. His wife's an Eshes Ish. If somebody has Bia with her, off with his head. Chai Misa. Zok the Rambam, Yeroy Eli, no? Not Chai Misa. V'abol le'apoter. Why? She'ein horgin al ha'sofik. Because we don't kill based on a sofik. Even though it's Rov Yisrael, still sofik. So what is the Rambam holding? That in Nefashis, in Dina Nefashis, you're not following the Rov. Says the Ravid, excuse me, what about the sugya b'Sanhedrin? Shehochim b'dinin afash zacharov. It's an open sugya in Sanhedrin. All the b'dinin afash zacharov. So how can the Rambam go against the Gemara? The Rambam says, "You're royally. It's my chiddush. Your chiddush against the Gemara." Like they say, the Rambam l'shitaso against the Gemara. Not only that, the Rambam himself paskins that Hocham and Afash is Acharov. Zok the Rambam, Surei Bia, Perikim Alocha Beis, Habal Aktana Eishes HaGodol, Im Kitsha Via, Hareze Bechenek. If a person has Bia with a Ktana, whose father married her off to another man, so she's an Eishes Ish, and he has Bia with her, he's Chayv Chenek, Chayv Misa. Why? Maybe she's an islandess. You're going to find out later, maybe she's an islandess. And therefore, not 100% that he was Baal Eishes Ish, because if she's an islandess, the whole marriage never took place in the first place. She's not an Eishes Ish. As Ma'amrim, Pshut Me'al. Most women aren't islandess. And Dina Nefashas, Hochim Achar Rav. So Rambam himself passes you father Rav. So now we're in between a rock and a hard place. On one hand, the Gemara says, "Dina Nefash Sacharov." On the other hand, the Rambam says, "Dina Nefash Sacharov." On the other hand, the Rambam says, "Then Dina Nefashes, you don't follow the Rov." Zenosei Rachav. This is mamish fodder for the Achronim to really expand upon and satiate us with so many Hagdaras and Chidushim. So in this shir, we're going to go in one Mahalach based on the Achronim. Achronim say that there are two dinim in Halicha Achar HaRov. What are the two dinim? We know that there's something called Ruba de Issa Kamon and Ruba de Lesa Kamon. Ruba de Issa Kamon means a rov that's in front of us. 10 stores of meat, 9 of them are McDavid's, and 1 of them is McDonald's. 9 kosher, 1 shreif. Ruba de Issa Kamon, it's a rov that's in front of us. Statistical. There's another rov, and that's a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. It's not a statistic, it's nature. It's just the way things are. Most animals are not shreifus. Most bi'ilos, achar abal. It's not like it's in front of us and we're watching them have bia and we say, oh, let's count it up. Oh, she 25 times with her husband, 6 times with that other guy. No, it's not counted up. It's tebal, ro bi'ilos, achar abal. It's ruba de lesa, come on. Gemara says, minah milsa. How do the rabbis know you go after the rov? How do you know you go after the rov? Achar rab mahatos. An open pasuk. Follow the rov in the Sanhedrin. Zok Rashi that achar rab mahatos is mashma bein ruba de Issa Kamon and bein ruba de Lesa Kamon. Now, what's the Sanhedrin? Is it Issa Kamon or Lesa Kamon? It's in front of us or not? It's statistical or it's a fact of nature? Obviously, it's in front of us. Ruba de Issa Kamon. It's a statistic. This and this amount of judges say like this. That and that amount of judges say like that. Zok Rashi, that even though we know it's Ruba de Issa Kamon, But achrei rav lahatus mashma bein ruvi dis kaman ribi lesa kam ruvi dalesa kaman. Like Rashi, don't be mechalik between the two. Ruvi dis or ruvi dalesa, achrei rav lahatus teaches you both. The maishna hai mai hai, why are they different? Frekta achronim, why are they different? Because they're different. That's why they're different. Think about a court. If you have these judges, it was like in, you know, the Supreme Court, they're always waiting who they're going to appoint to the Supreme Court. So if you're appointing a bunch of liberals, so when an abortion case comes, they're going to go fight their abort. If it's a conservative Supreme Court, against, we want to conserve ancient values. We used to have a value not to kill an unborn fetus. Depends who you're appointing. This court's going to say like this. That court's going to say like that. Same-sex marriage. If you have a liberal court, break the glass, simon tov and mazel tov. Adam and Steve, not Adam and Eve. If you have a conservative court, conservative Supreme Court, they're going to say a man marrying a man, that's not an old-fashioned marriage. In the olden days, the way we used to do it was Adam and Eve. When Adam was a male and Eve was a female, the old-fashioned way. Depends which court. So you're talking about a court. Depends which court you have. They're going to come to different decisions. So if it's a rule with the Issa Kaman of Achrei Rav Lahatos, that's only by chance. This court went with this rov. Another court's going to have possibly a different rov, right? But when it comes to a rule with the Lesser Kaman, that's a rov kavua. That's a rov tivi. That's a natural rov. As ech Rashi omer, she'en evdel ben ruba de ita kaman le ruba de leta kaman kasher yesh evdel baru. Big difference to him. The Maritz Chayis, one of the great choikrim of our within the Orthodox camp. I like those. From the Yerushimayim, Tamid Chachomim. And obviously he was a great Lamdin. So he explains that in a Beis Din, when you follow the rov, there are two shlavim. There are two stages. And when you go after the rov, at each stage, something else is happening. It has a different character. Birshutchem, ani atzatet ed leshono, shal amarat schius. Bava kamach av zayin amud bet, shama sugya mfursemet shal rov. Hachiluk ben haloch acharei rov, lebein haklal derubo kichulo. There's one cloud of going after the rov, and there's another cloud that the rov is like everything, is like the kol, rubo kukula. The halocha chere rov, hainu, shehamiut nishar adain, rak she'anu danim acharav, rak she'ein danim acharav, rak osim maaseh al pi hachra'at harov. When you go after the rov, that means that the miut, the minority, still exists. You just don't judge based on the minority. You follow the rov, but the minority is still there. Rubo kichulo. What's rubo kichulo? Hainu shenitapech hamiut larov. The miut turns into the rov. The miut, the minority, went bye-bye. No more miut. If it's halicha achar rov, there is a miut. And if it's rubo kichulo, it's kulo. There's no more miut anymore. Bye-bye miut. And the miut has to admit to the rov that the rov is right and that they're masking to the rov. And if there's a gemar din and there's just a rov, you can't finish the din because you need all the judges. You can't say some of the judges aren't there. You need a complete court. And how do you get that? They all have to agree. They're mode. And the miu turns into the rov. So that is the difference between licha acharov and rubo kachulo. Licha acharov means there's still a mute. And then rubo kachulo is right there that there's no miut anymore. The miut is bottled to the rov. The chinuch in mitzvah ayin ches explains why we have a din of Achrei Rabim Lahatos filing the majority in the court. Hodiatanu HaTorah, the Torah is teaching us, Sheribu Yadeh Seskim Lolam Em Asir Semen Amiyut. It's more likely that the majority are correct than the minority. That's what the Torah is telling us. So if that's true, then we have a new Hagdara of following the courts. When we're counting them up and we say it's 16 to 7, so you have 16, A, 7, nay. Okay? But Vaita, when they're Machriya the Din, that's only stage 1. Stage 2, when they're Machriya the Din, what's happening now? The miut has to be masking to the rov. Why? Because the Torah is telling us, like the Chinuch says, that it's more likely that the most dayanim are correct than the miut. It's most likely that the rov is correct and not the miut. And therefore the miut has to say, oh, if that's the case, then you must be right. We agree with you. And now what happened? It was transformed from a ruba de isa kaman to a ruba de lesa kaman. Viazoy, echzeoved. The beginning was Ruba Disa Kaman because you count 16 this way, 7 the other way. But now that the 7 see the 16 are against them, they say, okay, chances are the majority is correct. That's the Teva, so we agree with you. What's Teva? When you have a rule based on nature, you know what that's called? That's called a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Because it's usually not always 100% the case. It's usually the case. And therefore, the miut has to agree to the rov. And it turns into a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Because they're saying, yeah, you're right. You're right. We agree with you. So this court case started as a Ruba de Isa Kaman, but then it turned into something of nature. Afterwards, naturally, it makes sense that you're right, and therefore we have to agree to you. So you're right. At the beginning, it was Mashu Mikri. But now, at the later stage where they're machriya the din, now it turns into a rov shebateva. So when they're expressing their opinions, it's a ruba de isa kaman. But afterwards, they have to paskin, things change around, turns into a ruba de lesa kaman, turns into something of nature. We see this yisod in the Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Bey's Perek Tesavov, where he says that the rule of kol de parish me ruba parish doesn't mean that we know that it really was parish from the rov. If you find a piece of meat on the street, okay, and there are 9 McDavids and 1 McDonald's, is it necessarily true that it really came from the McDavids and it's kosher? Maybe it came from the McDonald's? Omer ha'ashev Shmaitze. Shmaitze beis perek tisvav. The afagav dono hochin baster de parish miruba parish. Ainu ala mitzad halacha. That's just the halacha that we follow the rov. Aval ainu vaday. Veinu mesvar lomer de parish yosim miruba. The mitzad atzmo suffik shakul. El atore tira mishum de kol de parish miruba parish. Avim minisveka lo nafka. It's still a suffik. Even after you say kol de parish miruba parish, it still could be it was parish from the mute. That happens all the time. Ruba de lesa kaman, kamo hacha ruba shama l'chulam dimel av aviv. Wait a second, but the rov of aviv, maybe he's not his father, and therefore you can't kill him when he wounds him? Can't say that. Why? Because that's a ruba de lesa kaman. Because rov bilos achar abal, and that's rov habamin asvara. Now, the logic doesn't dictate, there's no logical construct that tells you that if there are 9 McDavids and 1 McDonald's, that it came from the McDavids, because maybe it came from the McDonald's. Not logic is going to dictate that way. But logic dictates that this is his father because we know that that's the way the world works. That's the Teva Ha'olam. It's not something intellectual. It's just that's the way the world is. Rov Bilos Achar Abal. Explains Reb Elchanan. The real one, not the counterfeit one. The counterfeit one is talking to you right now. So, Reb Elchanan says in Kovit Shirim Chelik Beis Simen Meme Osir Aleph, V'kavanosa Lomar, D'rubi D'lesa Kamon, Hu B'toyras Beirur. A ruba de lesa kaman is a clarification. Kamo onan sadi v'zenik revadai. That's an onan sadi. We can testify that that's the way it is. That's the beirut. And that's called Vadai. But called a Parish Meruba Parish is not Betoris Be'er, it's Xeris HaKosuf. But if you need a Vadai, call the Parish Meruba Parish. Arbitnish, doesn't work. So we have Ruba Delesa come on as a Be'er Vadai, that's the Teva Oilam, Teva Amitzius. And then we have Ruba Disa come on, which there's no Svara to obligate that it has to be that way. So it's Xeris HaTorah. Just follow it. More instances. Follow the numbers. But left Africa. To prove that it's a Xera of the Torah, there's a Kler of the Poiskim and a Machloikis, how to be Machriya, about the following Shaila. Let's say you have 9 McDavids and 1 McDonald's, except that the McDonald's is selling to the Gentile population. And the McDavids are all selling to the Jews. Now, Gentiles are eating a lot more than Jews. Even though Jews, we like to eat. We all know that. But Gentiles are eating more because there are more of them. There are 7 billion of them. And there are only about 11, 12 million of us. So, of course, if you go to the Kotel on Shavuos morning, you'll already see more than 10, 11 million of us there. But they say, statistics say, that there's a lot more Goyim than there are Jews in the world. So when that McDonald's, they have so much meat, it's more than all the McDavids. Okay? And now you find a piece of meat on the street. You find it in the corner, 72nd in Amsterdam. Where did it come from? Did it come from the McDavids? Or did it come from the McDonald's? On one end, there are 9 McDavids, right? Called the Parish Meruba Parish. Most stores, 9 kosher stores, go with the McDavids, right? Especially to the Upper West Side, so many Jews. But maybe it came from the McDonald's because there's more meat in McDonald's than there is in all the 9 McDavids. There's more meat in one McDonald's. And some poskim say, doesn't matter. Even though svar, it's more logical that there's more meat from the McDonald's. Go with the McDonald's. No. There are 9 McDavids. You got to go with Kol Parsh and Meruba Parsh. 9 stores. Because there is a kosef. There is a kosef. When it comes to Ruba, that's Ruba Disa, come on. When it comes to Ruba Delasa, come on. That's Teva. That makes sense. So that's the difference between Ruba Disa, come on, Ruba Delasa, come on. Now we understand Rashi, who before said, quoted it, that there's no distinction Ruba Disa and Ruba Delasa, because they're both learned from Acher Rav Lahatos. But we see there's a fundamental difference, right? Between Ruba and Ruba Dis and Ruba Delesa. But they're both learned from Acher Rav Lahatos because in the court they have both stages, as we saw. So Reb Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yosher explains Pshat in the Rambam. He says like this: Ruba Delesa come on, Amr Torah Lissimochal Beiru Zel of Aris Hamitzius. Valenu Lach Ziko, Betoris Vadai, Shekenu Bemitzius, Kafio Chachas Rov Mitzius. When it comes to Ruba Delesa come on, you just got to go with the Metzius. You just got to go, excuse me, with the Rov. Because the Rov proves to you what the Metzius is. If it's a Ruba Delesa, come on. Like all the cases we saw in the Gemara, and like we saw in the Rambam. The Rambam says that if a father marries off his daughter, she's a Ketana, you don't know if she's an islandess or not, somebody has beer with her, they say Shashish, kill her, Chenek. Why? It's only a Rov, maybe she's an islandess. The answer is, it's a Ruba Delesa Kamon, it's a Beirur Vadai. You have to assume she's not an islandess. But let's say you have a Ruba De Isa Kamon. Kamotino Kanimtsa Beir Sherov Yisrael Darim Sham. You have a child who's in a place that's mostly Jewish, in Tinek, in Flatbush. I don't know if it's mostly Jewish, but certainly everybody I've ever met from there has been Jewish. So, and then the avalanche of rocks, Chas Shalom, falls on this child. You don't know if he's Jewish or not. So what do? Raksha Amra Torah, Achre Rabbi Mahatos. You don't know that he's definitely Jewish. You don't know. What does the Torah tell you? The Torah tells you Acharei Rabin Lahatas? Go after the majority? V'huchra adin, that the tinok has a din Yisrael, l'chol dinei Torah, k'chol dinei Yisrael v'heter. Aval lehare golav, what about being killed because of Aruba de Issa Kaman? That can't do, says Rav Shimon. Aval lehare golav, im hargu oso, o im ba echad al ishto shekidesh, let's say somebody killed this Suffolk Jew. You can't kill based on a rov. So if the avalanche of racks falls, so then the pikuach nefesh, anyway, we don't follow the rov. So you assume that if it's rov Yisrael, you assume he's a Jew. And if it's rov akum, so what's the din if it's rov akum? Then it doesn't matter because pikuach nefesh is doiche, it's doiche this rov. But l'chol adinim, you assume he's Jewish because you follow the rov. Because achrei rabim lahatos, achrei rabim lahatos. Avalei hori golav, but to be killed because of him. For example, if somebody kills this, even if it's rov Yisrael, and somebody kills this child, and it's rov Yisrael, not killed. Why? Because there's still it's a ruba d'isa kaman. The only reason you assume that he's Jewish is because of the numbers. And that's a Ruba Disa Kaman, and that's not a Vaday. And therefore, you can't kill. So in all those cases where we said that we can be Mechayev Misa when it's a Rov, those were all, like we saw in the previous year, those were all Ruba Delesa Kamans. That people are make mistakes in Ibar HaChodesh, and therefore their testimony contradicts. And that most women are giving birth at 9 months, the Ruba Delesa Kaman, and that determines when until when it's a Ben Sora or More. And that most animals are not Shreifas. Ruba Delesa Kamans, it's 100%. And even Chiyuve Misa could be determined based on that. Even that it's his father, Rov Bilas Achar Abal, Beur Gomer. But when it's a Ruba, that's Ruba Delesa Kaman. When it's Ruba De Issa Kaman, then everything changes. You can't kill based on Ruba De Issa Kaman. So if most of the kids here are Jewish, and then you find this is Sufi in the Shuk, assume he's a Jew. But if somebody goes ahead and kills him, it's still Aser, it's Aser Daraisa, Chas Shalom. But no Chiyuv Misa? Why not? Because not 100%. It's a Ruba De Issa Kaman. And therefore, this Asufi is going to have to be assumed, possibly, not to be Jewish, and lohochim achar harov, because we still have a suffix. So if it's a Ruba de Issa Kaman, you've normally followed a rov, but the suffix remains. And if the suffix remains, then you can't kill based on that suffix. So that explains the Rambam, who says that if somebody's ba Al Isha, who's married to an Asufi, you don't kill that person. Why? Because even though the Asufi was assumed to be a Jew, but there's a tzad that he's not Jewish. And therefore there's a tzad she's not an Eish Asish. And you only assumed he was Jewish because of a Ruba Disa Kaman. It's not enough to be Mechayev Misa. When we saw the case of the Islandis, maybe she's an islander, so how do you kill him for being Baal al-Ktana? Shekit Shavia. Oh, Rov, she's not an islander. So you're following the Rov. So why don't you follow the Rov here? Here it's Rov Yisraeli. What's the answer? Big chiluk. Rov not being Ilonios is Ruba Delesa Kaman. Ruba Delesa Kaman is a Beirur Gomer. Beirur Gomer can be Mechayev Misa. But when it comes to the Asufi who marries this woman, Sipur Achir Legamre. Here you're following, you're only assuming he's Jewish because of Ruba de Issa Kaman, and for Anat you're not Mechayev Misa. Ruba de Issa Kaman, you can't be Mechayev, there's still a Tzad Suffolk. Not 100%. So everything is glat, looks like. Obviously, there's loads more to say. But for this year, we have one stone that was left unturned, and that is, how do you explain the case of the guy who throws a rock? There are 9 Yisraelim, 1 Goy. And if not for the rule of Kol Kavuka Mechta Mechta Dami, you'd be Mechayiv Misa. Why? You're only Mechayiv Misa because it's a Ruba de Issa Kaman. Right? Because there are 9 Jews. So assume that he was trying to kill the Jew. So if it's a Ruba de Issa Kaman, how are you Mechayiv Misa? Again, you're not in the end because of Kol Kavuka Mechta Mechta Dami. But if not for the rule of Kol Kavuka Mechta Mechta Dami, be Mechayiv Misa. Why? It's a Ruba de Issa Kaman. Ruba de Issa Kaman, you shouldn't be Mechayiv Misa. The answer is that we know that the person who was killed was Jewish. There's no doubt about that. That's 100%. And we know that this person got Hasra beforehand. We also know that. Now we're trying to figure out, what's Teva Adam? When a Teva Adam, when he throws a rock and there are 9 Jews and one non-Jew, who's he going after, the Jew or the non-Jew? He's going after a Jew. There are 9 Jews in there and 1 non-Jew. So that's Teva Adam. So it's not because of Ruba de Issa Kaman, it's Ruba de Lesa Kaman. And Ramel, if not for the klal of Kol Kavuah Kamechtza Al Mechtza Dami, he'd be Chayiv Misa. Speziata Dishmaya, we learned some big yisodos in this sugya. This sugya, chad mi'as sugyot ha-miratkot bashas, Baruch Hashem. And we should be zoche, lachzor v'lishnos perek zeh, l'lmodu l'lami, l'lishmo v'lasu l'kayim is kol dibri salma terasu b'yahava. And always to remember, that sof dover, hakol nishma, es elokim yira, betz mitzvos of shmor, ki zeh kol ha'adam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.